Today, our moment in time takes us to Montgomery, Alabama. On December 1st, 1955, Rosa Parks refused to give up her seat on a public bus to a white man who had just boarded. She was arrested for her action. Her arrest prompted a major boycott that brought the Montgomery bus system to its knees. As school children, most of us are taught about Rosa. The tale stresses that Parks was a seamstress who was tired and didn't want to give up her seat. We're not given the full picture, though. Not even close. And by oversimplifying the story, we rob Rosa Parks of her agency, obscure the roots of the boycott as a protest against racial and sexual violence, diminish the great sacrifice Parks made, and disregard the actions in the same vein made by other activists before her. Refusing to give up her seat wasn't Rosa's first political act. In fact, she had years of activism before this action. In 1944, she had investigated the rape of a 24-year-old mother and sharecropper, Recy Taylor. Parks's protest of sexual assault fueled her civil rights campaign. She gave years of service before the bus boycott to the NAACP and the civil rights movement. Parks knew that by refusing to give up her seat that she would be arrested. She knew that there was even a possibility that she could be assaulted in jail. And yet she did it. She risked her own freedom and personal safety for others. Her selflessness and courage wasn't new for Rosa, though. She said at the time, "There had to be a stopping place, and this seemed to be the place for me to stop being pushed around." Rosa's action was deliberate. Like other women before her who had refused to give up their seats, including Claudette Colvin and Joanne Robinson, Rosa took a stand against racism and sexism. Buses were places not just where racist treatment occurred, but also sexual assault. In 1953 alone, African Americans filed over 30 formal complaints of abuse and mistreatment on buses. Most of these claims came from working-class women, especially domestics, who said drivers verbally and physically abused them, including touching them inappropriately. The bus boycott that Parks' actions launched then helped expose a history of sexual violence against African-American women, as well as integrate Montgomery's bus system. Although it was supposed to be a short strike, the boycott, organized by the Montgomery Improvement Association, lasted over a year. 99% of Montgomery's African-American citizens refused to ride the buses. Montgomery officials resorted to intimidation to try to stop the boycott. Violence was also perpetrated on the activists. Four churches, along with the homes of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Ralph Abernathy, were bombed, but the boycott continued. In November of 1956, the Supreme Court ruled in favor of the Montgomery Improvement Association, declaring segregation on buses unconstitutional. Across the Jim Crow South, further actions were taken to dismantle segregation. The reaction to Rosa's action fomented major change. We need to celebrate her activism and sacrifice and free her from a tale that erases her agency, courage, and strength. I'm Dr. Amy French, Associate Professor of History at Delta College, and This Moment in Time is a production of Delta Broadcasting in collaboration with Delta's History Department.